Anybody else is ready?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Alrighty. Alrighty.
One, two, three.
Paul, come here for one second.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
He's alive.
Yep.
What's
I'm
the
still.
temperature down there?
Okay, Mike, you guys stand up and do the pledge, Mike.
Okay.
It's 7:02 p.m. This is a meeting of the Parks and Rec Commission of the City of Derby. It's Monday, February 10th, 2025.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So sort of hit my finger. I can't actually have my head. There's all line up there. I don't know what that means.
Right in the center, the green line is on.
Yep. Yeah.
That's there you it go. Now.
All righty.
Do you have to do it every time you come?
Yeah, well,
It won't stay.
Yeah. So call the roll, Karen.
Roll call, Karen.
Yep. John Bittman.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill.
Here.
Heather Buten.
Here.
Jose Rivera.
Here.
Michael Kelleher.
Here.
Okay, we got all six and we have one vacancy.
All right. Are there any additions or deletions for the agenda? Are there any additions or deletions for the agenda? Are
there was
there...
one, looking over the minutes after I sent out the original agenda to be posted, we were talking last month about the field use, how there's programs that are going to be paying us, so we're going to have to structure the programs to also share, or possibly more
right.
Bradley School and so on. That was not included on the agenda that was posted. I did send a revised one this morning,
right?
But, it did not make posting. So if you
okay.
want to add that for
yes,
this,
no, Matt, I'm sorry. Point of order, not a new rule. The agendas have to be in 24 hours. So sending it in today would not have qualified either way.
Right.
Exactly.
And just for if you need help with this, Mr. Chair, I'm happy to scribe the agenda because the like field use is not a clear enough item for anybody to know what that means. Field use, nobody could not understand what that means. So if there's going to be a discussion about that and you want to add it, that's fine, but just so everybody knows, because I talked to Parks and Rec director and he didn't even know what it was about today. So I mean, however it's going to be, so that just, you know, to whatever that's going to be, I'm happy to help scribe those things if it's
right.
Easier to keep it clear so that everybody knows what it is.
Okay, thank you. So we will add that, the discussion of the field use.
By paid and city programs.
Right. And that'll be 8C. Okay. We'll move on to acceptance of the minutes for December 9th. 2024.
I think we have to have a vote on the additions.
Oh, yes, you're right. I'm sorry. Any discussion on the additions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Did you make that motion?
Yes, I did.
And did you second that motion?
That'd be one of my days, huh? Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
I was just very quiet.
Okay. And like I said, that'll be
8C.
All right. Yeah, now we'll move on to the acceptance of the minutes from December 9th, 2024. Do I hear a motion to accept?
Motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Acceptance of the minutes for January 13th, 2025.
I motion to accept them.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, you're accepted. Public portion.
My name is William Harris. I live on 511 Roosevelt Drive.
And I'm here tonight to, I have copies of a letter that I sent in 5 years ago when Mario Testatore had passed away. And we had asked about, on behalf of the family, we had asked if the fields at Whitted Park could be renamed in his memory, just the soccer fields. And we were told at the time there's a city ordinance that you have to wait 5 years, a five-year moratorium to do any renaming. That five-year period ends this April. So I was coming tonight to see if we could restart that process. Perhaps if it does get approved, then we could have some sort of ceremony when the spring season opens in April or May. And so that's what my purpose here tonight. I have five copies of this letter. It's a letter I wrote 5 years ago. I don't think I could do any better today. So you're getting the same copy. So,
all right.
Very nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I came up one short.
Yeah.
But that comes up in April. April will have to come through this board again.
Right.
Okay. Put on the agenda.
For right. Me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else from the public wish to speak? Anybody else from the public wish to speak? Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, go to correspondence. Okay. Director's report. Yes. Very good. I like how you did that. All right. Director's report.
Okay. So, interesting contact by Dr. Conway this week, last week. The YMCA. Contacted Dr. Conway with discussion concerning a summer camp at Bradley School, YMCA. So he contacted me, and we met, and we spoke with the representative of the YMCA. So we have a camp, okay? So our camp is 6 weeks. Our camp is free. What else can I say about it? We use the school. We use the cafeteria. We're on the grounds. We registered probably 130 kids last year, but our camp is drop-in, what we call it. It's the old-fashioned playground format.
Right.
It's because we stay away from the daycare. We stay away from the daycare concept, right? Because that's, we don't charge, and we go 9 o'clock to 2 p.m., all right? So parents have to be ready to be involved to come and get their kids. The summer camp from the YMCA they presented to me and Dr. Conway is 10 weeks. It's longer. I think it ends at 6 p.m. It's daycare, basically, with a summer camp sponsored by the YMCA. The campers pay $290 per week. Doc Conway put up the expenses for the Board of Education for the rooms and areas that the YMCA wants to use, which included the playground, the gymnasium, a classroom, and the cafeteria. The price, Board of Ed price for all those conditions is $1,500 a day. So this is kind of difficult. So let me just say, you know, I'm close to not doing this anymore. So, and I made an effort to separate myself from the summer camp. Do you remember that?
Right.
Okay. I really did it. Separate myself, and
no, all you did was get the ice and everything else.
Yeah, now I need a knee replacement, and my elbow's killing me. But anyway, so do you have any thoughts about us? Look, what would have to happen is we would have to get very creative, and if we were to join in on this, okay, and it's just a thought. Okay, this is not. We just heard about it, okay? And we listened, all right? With the amount of money, now listen, when the guy from the representative from the YMCA heard $1,500 a day, he said, no way, of course. That's impossible, but that's what it is, on paper, all right? Now, I don't know if we could... If this were to come to fruition, I don't know if we could work out a deal with the YMCA that included the properties that they wish to use, where they would get a break and we would get to come. All right. So possibly we get to maintain the things that are important to us, which is basically free. The free breakfast, free lunch, they're doing that too. We did that, okay?
But will they have the same, because aren't the people who run it right now teachers and people that the kids know?
We don't have, no. For the camp?
Yeah.
No. Nikki Stockmo is the director of the camp. Yeah. She's a para in Seymour. She was a para in Derby for many years. Yeah, she's the director, okay, and we just gave her a pretty good job because she that deserves it, okay. Right. Now listen, let me just say this: if we were to dive into something else, I would ask that we find a way for Nikki to manage the Derby kids, you know, because we're gonna it's gonna have to be they go to the YMCA to swim. They go on a field trip every Friday. We never did that. Okay? That's 3 days where they do something different than we're used to. So anyway, it's we need to get very creative if we're even able to possibly do it. Okay? Because we would have to ask that in lieu of possible, and I don't know if the board ed wants this, okay? Doc seemed okay with it, but we really just listened to this fellow. So I'm just letting you know that, I got to let you know that we heard about it or we're being asked, okay?
Right.
So I'll keep you posted.
How many kids would you say we have in our program normally?
We registered 130. They don't come. We don't. Oh, yeah, we will never have 130 on the premises on any given day.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Kids come for a week. You know, whatever. And we have a list of names that equals 130. By the end of the program, like the last Thursday and Friday after 6 weeks, probably 60. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, those are the numbers for us.
Yeah. Even 60 is a lot of kids for some place to have. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Right. The guy from YMCA says that they have approximately 30 kids from Derby already. All right. That's means that their parents need daycare.
Right. They have an age group they use, or
I think it's the same as ours. You know, I don't remember. It goes to eighth grade. Yeah. Which is the same as us.
Right.
We don't get eighth graders, but we go to eighth grade.
Right.
You know, we go to 13, but we don't get 13s. We'll get a 13 who thinks they're volunteering and they come because they have a brother or sister, you know, and sometimes they're helpful.
So this
it's
is
all new. Okay.
This is new to Doc, too.
Yes.
So it probably didn't even go to the Board of Ed.
No, I don't think so. Kenny's here. You don't know anything about this, do you? Yeah, no.
You have to belong to the YMCA.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
What YMCA are we dealing with?
All of them, Mike. There is no YMCA. The guy we were speaking with, I believe, is out of Fairfield. The swim and the extra stuff that we did, the swim would be at the YMCA in Milford. Okay, the closest YMCA is Milford, which is not far off.
The one down by, the one with the dome over the pool?
Yeah.
Across from Flag.
That's in Orange. Okay.
Okay.
So we're dealing with that YMCA?
We're dealing with, YMCA is a national thing.
Well, I know what it is, but somebody has had this idea. Where did he come from? From the YMCA. Who is he?
They have a director of summer programming. I believe they're stationed at the Fairfield Y.
Okay.
They get to do whatever they want at any Y.
And what?
And I'm not advocating for this, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just laying it out for you.
So you don't.
No, I'm trying to understand how this come about, because what? So the YMCA has apparently, as you just said, signed up 30 kids from Derby already.
No, previously. I don't know where they they were at the Holy Rosemary Church last year.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Which is substandard, so they say. Yeah. It doesn't give them what they would like.
And how much do they charge the Derby kids to attend this camp?
$290 a week.
And how many kids do they project would...
Well,
they give you any number. I know he said 30 from Derby, but how many? You don't have any. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And how many? Not the, again. What did they have for attendance at Holy Rosary? How many kids they have?
I think he said 90s. I don't know why that comes to mind. I'm not really sure about that.
These are things that we should know before they descend upon our Bradley School.
Yeah, well, listen, there's a lot to learn and know. We had one half-hour meeting with this guy on the phone, and that's it. I'm obligated to tell you about it, so I am.
No, and I appreciate that, Dennis. I do. It might be a good idea to bring the guy to the meeting, our meeting.
Well, okay. We could ask. He's going
to
be
talking with us again, so we could ask him to come. If we get that far.
Yeah. Right. I mean, because I'm just looking at this, you know, at 1,500 a day times that 7,500 that, you know, they would have to give to us. And they're making 26,000 a week if they had 90 people.
Well, you say give it to us. What's Doc taking out of that?
Right.
For a school. We're not getting all that.
We don't get anything.
We don't get anything. Yeah.
No.
But I'm just looking, when I say we, I'm talking about
Listen,
the city.
Our only chance. Our only chance, I believe, is if the Board of Education backs off their fee and allows our kids to come the way we want, which is basically for nothing. They talked about our, because we're 6 weeks. This is 10.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's, and they go to 6 p.m. We go to 2.
Right.
There's a real lot to.
There's a lot of thing that we got to look at. I mean, you know, I'm sure we already have people, you know, getting lined up for, you know, being counselors. You know, what are we going to do with them?
Well, we have them. We do have them.
Right.
Listen, at least for our director, if we got to where we're going to do this, then our director, in my opinion, is working the summer, and I would say that she's in charge of the Derby portion of this program, that we would have a representative.
I hope, let me just get this right. Right now we want a program for 6 weeks. We don't charge any kid to attend. Now we're going to tell the parents of these kids, they got to pay $290 for the kid to attend.
No, we're not. They're not telling them that ever.
Well, why would the YMCA entertain kids from Derby if they're not going to pay?
Because they won't have to pay the school. The school would have to back off on some of what they're asking for. And we make a deal. But we don't do it. And I'll tell you, I don't know. This is what I don't know. Do we lose what we have inside Bradley School? I mean, we're in the cafeteria.
Right.
A lot. We have free breakfast and free lunch. So we're there. Yep. And listen, 95 days, 95 degree days, we're in the cafeteria.
Right.
We have breakfast and we take our time. And we have lunch and we start early and end late because it's brutal. So that's what we do.
And the program is our most successful program.
Well, to me, it's our most, you know, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So good for those kids.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You ain't going to see them in that program. Most of the ones we have on that.
Well, it's a hard fit because they swim twice a week, which that's a nice thing, but I don't know if we can pull it off.
So what, do they provide a bus then?
Sure, I guess so.
I'm sure they would, but I mean.
I expect that they would have transportation.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
Can't they run two parallel programs?
I don't think so. Mm. I don't think we could coexist. I don't think so. That's, I don't think so.
Well,
that doesn't mean we can't.
I mean, for the purpose of the committee, it's probably better to submit like a written, like what is it and what is it not? Because it seems like it's a little hard for everybody to understand it.
It is.
Because there's no, but I mean, there's not. It's like something you have to kind of see, like what are the pros and cons or what are the costs and what is it we're talking about other than like some conceptual thing?
The gentleman from the YMCA did talk about, us like planting our program into theirs. And, we leave at two, maybe we don't swim. I don't know. It's...
Mm-hmm.
They were talking a lot of stuff.
Is he going to send a letter or something to...
Well, the next contact is not with a letter. It's verb. Yeah,
That's scary.
Contact with me is verb.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him to send me a letter.
Yet. Right.
There's a lot to this. If this were to happen, there's a lot of little quirks and cronies that I need to be situated. How we do it, if we do it. I don't know if Doc is
interested. I really couldn't get a feel for whether he would like it. The amount that the Board of Ed would ask for if they were to ask for every nickel of what they have to give is $75,000.
Right. Yeah. 10 weeks at $7,500 a week.
Yep. So, again, the gentleman from the YMCA said, no way, we can't do that. So, it didn't end the conversation with the number, okay? And not sure that anything would be entertained by the Board of Ed for our kids. I'm not sure whether they would say we want our kids to go for free, and that would be the Board of Ed. So work it out so our kids come for free. But if the Board of Ed said, okay, it's the total price for everything that you want, it's $75,000. Our kids come for free, and you give us $50,000. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
So this is a pie in the sky, but it's kind of a little bit in the wet. You know what I'm saying? Because
Dennis, tell me again. Our program has how many kids?
We registered somewhere around 130.
Okay, now let me if I'm a parent.
Now, I didn't say they come 130.
No, I know. I got all that. I got all that. My point is, we'll say we have 60 kids that come to what we offered now, last year, based on what we offered last year. Right. Now, mom and dad here, their kids are going to go swimming three times a week. Okay, so now you're going to have 180 kids. Dude, that's, now it's a much better deal. If they don't charge the kids for the same price. So you can't. I mean, if you're going to offer them, if you're going to offer them a resort, I mean, swimming. Where would they go swimming? First of all, two. They don't swim now. That's an added fun thing for kids. Let's be honest. It's hot weather, as we spoke of, as you mentioned before. So your number of 130 could become 180.
Well, let's say this: if it's 130 and it's plus the 30 that they had last year, the YMCA, it's 160.
Yeah. Yeah, now I don't see the YMCA saying, okay, we're going to entertain 160 kids for free.
No.
They're going to charge us.
Well, listen, we could say we want no part of it. But we may have a little something to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Between the YMCA and Doc Conway and the Board of Ed.
Right. I mean, can you see a mother or father in Derby paying $290 a week?
No way. Listen, it's daycare, okay? The people that pay that are working moms and dads that could pay it. They'll pick them up at 6 p.m., okay? That's 4 hours more than us. It's active daycare. It includes recreation activities.
Right.
That's really what that is.
I don't know if they describe it as such.
But that's what it is.
Yeah, right. I mean, I had my kids in daycare their whole lives. My grandkids are in daycare. So I know how that works, which the 6 o'clock pickup is much better than a 2 o'clock pickup, especially if both parents work 8 hours a day.
Well, that's what the YMCA does.
Right.
Yeah, we stay away from the daycare concept because there's rules and regulations statewide that we don't want any part of. 32 years. So we've been doing okay. It's okay. When you charge, it's a different, you're in a different category.
Right.
But if they're swimming 2 days a week and going on a field trip.
Bradley School is a really an awesome site for summer day camp. It really is. It has everything. I mean, it doesn't have a pool. The pool is the orange one. Okay. That's where the pool is. So Bradley School is very inviting for that type of program. You got a lot of space. You got parking. Parents drive in. They drive into the back of the school. We have them drop them off. We're in the cafeteria, and they're all getting dropped off right there. That's what we do. Bradley School is great.
Hi, I got a quick question, Jose.
Yeah, Jose, go ahead.
Are they going to be able to staff this? Because say we get 160 Derby kids and then whatever other kids come from any other surrounding towns, you may be looking at over 200 kids. Are they going to have enough staff for that?
Yeah. I'm not sure. That's the YMCA. Their gig.
Now they start busing all these kids to try to go swimming every Friday. Talking about how many kids go on the bus? You're talking about four buses? A lot of students.
Price is going up.
Yep.
That's half the Bradley school population.
He even talked about us participating in the camp and not going swimming. But you know what? That's hard.
No, you can't do that to the kids.
No way.
Kids are up there sweating.
Yeah, I'm going swimming. Where are you going? Home. No. Listen, we could stop talking, but I'm not sure that this will go away. That's all.
Well, it goes away if we tell them no.
Because we don't control the school.
It's our property.
We don't control the school.
Well, then it's the Board of Ed's headache.
Well, if it becomes the Board of Ed's headache, we have nothing.
I was going to say we lose our programs. Basically, what happens.
Yeah.
Would they throw us out?
I mean, Board Ed?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just say this. Our schools are community centers. We're in the schools all the time. Our cheerleading program is in the schools exclusively. We're hooked up with Aunt Sonia for basketball right now. So I'm not using the Derby gyms because they got it covered and our attendance is not that good. So Aunt Sonia handles all the commodities attached to the program for our youth basketball program, which I manage by myself. Okay. So that's what I did. I gave them to Aunt Sonia, who was very willing to take them. They had number problems as well. So, I mean, we got it going real good, except that we got 40 kids instead of 200.
Right.
Out of
facilities,
who? You're going to have to put people on microphone here. I can't hear anybody. Mm-hmm. Kenny?
That's Kenny Marcuccio's talking.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, hold on, Mike.
He's hang on, Mike. He's coming.
Okay. There's a. You have to fill out a form, like even with the Derby Little League, we'll be using all the schools during the winter for baseball. We start indoors, so we have to fill out a form. There's four different groups. We're in a group where there's no charge for the use of the facilities, but we still have to fill out the form. It's signed by us, Hoffman, the principal, and the superintendent.
And every year I've handed in that form.
So everybody who's not from Derby has to pay a fee. You know, unless the Board of Ed waives it, I would assume.
Yeah, so yeah, I fill out that form.
Yeah.
This year because we need our Irving School.
Yeah.
But every year I filled it out and I give it to Jim Hoffman.
Yeah. The principals are usually pretty good.
Well, he's the maintenance.
Let's focus here. What we're talking about.
Supervisor.
We're getting off the rate.
Jim.
Yeah.
Say that again, Mike.
Let's focus on what we're actually addressing here. I mean, we're addressing three separate entities, YMCA, Board of Ed, City of Derby, organizing themselves into one unit to run this daycare up there. We don't know what they're going to charge us. We don't know how many kids they're going to have. Is there a athletic committee of the Board of Ed that we can come? They can come to this meeting with this guy from YMCA. You got to put everybody in the room, so we know which way we're going. Otherwise, you're spinning our tires in the mud.
Yeah. Well, listen. There was one meeting. It was a phone call for a half hour, and it was me and Doc Conway and the YMCA rep. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all that occurred so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now we have a meeting in between our next contact, if we even do it. I mean, if you guys say no way, then I'm not even bothering to talk anymore. Doc might, but I won't.
Well, then okay, then we know who's responsible then if we don't want it to go any further. It's Doc.
Well, I mean, he won't do it himself. He'll do it the right way if it happens.
I mean, all of this, Dennis, as you're the head, actually, of the recreation, you're the face of Derby Recreation. We'd have to explain all this to the people of Derby. And we have to know what we're talking about. Listen,
that's if we think we want to pursue it.
Right, right.
I'm sharing it with you.
Mm-hmm.
You could hate it. You might already.
No, I'm just going from a free recreation.
No, I get it.
Yeah, no, it's this is one of our most successful programs.
Yes, it is, sir.
You know, yeah. I hate to mess with it.
Whether it's 290, whether it's 150, whether it's 100, it's going to cost us something.
Right.
It's not going to be free on the YMCA. So we have to explain how we got to this dollar amount, if we go that way, to the people of Derby who have to pay it.
Listen, it would be a real, real lot of effort to put this together, to combine the programs with the monetary situation that is difficult. Mm-hmm. So we could say right now tonight that we don't want this. Forget it. And I'm happy.
But how?
Pursuing it, then I got a big headache for the next 3 months.
But how could you make a decision based on what was presented here tonight? You got no information.
No, we're having a meeting, so I figured we would talk about it because it's Monday night.
All right.
It's our meeting night. We talked. I think it was Thursday or Friday. That is general. I'm sharing it with you. right. It's a timing thing.
Believe me, I thought of going back to the agenda and adding it to the agenda and then shooting it down. But, you know, it's not that anybody even knew this. All we're doing tonight is taking this under advisement.
Correct.
And whether it happens in the future or not. But if we need to put it on next agenda, I mean, we're all sort of on the same wavelength.
Correct.
Well, it was 4 days.
Yeah.
And the weekend.
Yeah. So there's no action.
No, okay.
No. This is just.
This is what's going on.
It was a presentation over the phone by the YMCA.
It's nice to know. I like communication.
I'm telling you that happened.
All right, thanks.
And Dr. Conway reached out to me and wanted to talk about it. And we met and decided to call the representative. It was just me and him meeting. And we decided to call the guy.
I couldn't understand how fast he came up with a price to suit these people without even going to the Board of Ed.
Well, he has it on the computer. He put it right on the screen.
Okay.
The cafeteria, they're all different prices.
Oh, it's all set up already?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Price,
oh, my God.
If you're renting something from the school,
fee schedule.
They have a fee schedule.
Like pay the
fee schedule. Yeah.
Right on the, they're not going to waive theirs.
Yeah. Well, they make it happen. Well, listen, Doc is the one who called me.
Yeah.
All right, just keep us informed. That's all.
Listen, all right.
They can make a lot of money. They're not. They won't do it.
Right.
I can tell that by listening to the guy.
All right, we beat that to death.
Yep. Yeah. Anything else, Dennis?
Yeah. All right, guys, I guess some of you heard that we had the a problem at the field house. Jennifer? That's fine. No, she contacted me, what was it, three Mondays ago? Last Monday of January. And reported a flood in the football locker room. So we got there, and we're hanging around.
In the football locker room, called a plumber, because obviously we're thinking a pipe froze, right? It's a flood, and it's coming through the ceiling. And he came. We went upstairs and found out that it's not just the locker room on the bottom floor. It's also the two locker rooms on the upper floor. And it came from the roof. There's an air handler in a attic area that froze out, which caused the flood. So right now, we had the restoration company come in. They cleaned everything up. It looks brand new. The ceiling tiles are not in yet. They ordered them. Everything's expensive. The deductible for the city, $25,000. So we've spent $17,000 already on the restoration and the ceiling tiles. We lost a bunch. With stains and water. So we haven't repaired the illness yet, which is the air handler. And
did it freeze up going out?
Yeah, there's a coil in it. Now, a coil, they describe it, they name it as a coil, but it's a big radiator in this unit. What happens is the water, hot water heats the air, and that's how it goes. So it's 5 feet wide. The air hand, the coil is $4,000. Okay. 5 to 7 weeks because they have to make it. We can expedite it. We could expedite it, but it's $2,400 more. So that goes to 64. We're okay with the 5 to 7 weeks right now. However, a representative from Control There, Keith Interanti, and he, you know, my classmate, is coming out, and we're going to try to determine if we're okay. We seem okay.
Yeah, I went in there today, and it's actually warm. With how cold it was outside, I anticipated it to be freezing in there, and it wasn't.
Right. So if that's the case, then 5 to 7 weeks. You know what I'm saying? But if we have a dangerous situation, we might have to think about it, and hopefully not. But that's an indication right now that it looks like we won't. Looks like we're heating okay anyway. I can't describe it any better. I don't know anymore. But again, the place is warm. I don't know. Listen, we had the serious cold. We had those days, and that's what happened. That's it. I mean, we're in the middle of this. Mr. Interanti's coming out in a few days and meet me there. They're coming out to remove the coil as well in a couple of days. So I'll be meeting them up there for that. And that's where that stands.
Okay. Do we have any kind of service plan on these units or on any of this stuff or any maintenance done on them? Or
not yet. I met with Control There. I spent a whole day up there with Control There going through the whole place to write up a maintenance plan, which they did. But that was last spring. And it did not get executed. It really doesn't mean a real lot. It means that we would have had a maintenance plan. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they would have looked at this and it wouldn't have happened.
I don't know.
Preventive maintenance.
Okay, you could say that.
It should be part of their plan. You know, I'm just thinking.
Well, he went through the whole building.
Did you know the cost of it, that plan that we were going to?
Yeah. Yeah, because I submitted it.
Yeah.
And it didn't, you know, it's. I don't want to get into some things.
How much was it, though, about?
Eight something.
8,000?
No.
800?
Yeah. Fire tech, the fire people. Is 840. I just paid it. We got like three of them. The controlled air did not materialize in that so far. Now, obviously, I told you know we're going to reignite it.
Sure.
But I really don't know. We've had plans. If you look at these plans, they're really not. It's how much money would we have saved? I don't know if we've saved any.
Well, if this was, wouldn't happen.
Okay,
you could say that. Preventive maintenance, even if they came once a year, maybe they would see something.
Well,
or
keep it something, froze. Keep something so, clean. Or... It froze.
Yeah.
Water shoots through the coil, and it heats the air. Hot water. It froze.
Yeah. It was cold last month. Really cold. You know.
That's when it happened.
Yeah, but who knew? Yeah.
Not very warm today.
All right. So, I mean, we're all set up for the repair. We got everything in place. Not sure we're going to do anything with the insurance company because we got to get to 25. We're going to get to 25, right, just right there. You know what I'm saying? And we're not, I predict that. We're at 17 and 4, the labor.
Yeah.
And 4, 21.
Right.
And the labor. I mean, 4,000 is 25. I mean, how much is the labor going to be? I got to think they can get it in one day. It's a difficult, you know, we got a ladder going up to the area. It's a, you know, it's an attic area underneath the roof.
What type of insulation do we have up there?
Open air.
I don't know.
Looks white. I took a picture. I'll show you, but it looks wide open.
Have you gone up there?
No, but I took a picture straight up. It looks like it's
you could see through the
shingles and everything, but inside there's probably nothing.
So we can be looking at that every couple of years.
Well, yeah, I mean, really, you know, think about it. It's possible.
The wood.
Yeah.
That's the roof.
I mean, you know.
No.
Luckily, no. My biggest concern is just the wooden furniture that's in there and that was sitting in water for a couple of days, a mold, or, you know, we'll see in a couple of weeks if that's something that transpires. We'll keep an eye on it.
It should. I mean, they went after that. We had blowers, serious blowers in there for like 4 days.
Yeah, we were very lucky with where it
was. It's in the room that really wasn't affected too much.
Yeah, most of the football stuff that's remaining that didn't need to go out for reconditioning is in the storage room. And it didn't get into the back where the drying room is. It was in the locker room itself and upstairs. We got lucky.
Again, 2 years.
Well, we got lucky. Call that lucky.
Well, could have been.
Well, listen, some things were okay. I mean, we thought it was just in the bottom locker room, the football one. And so unlucky, it wasn't.
Yeah, that would have been real bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's three cottages. There's three parts to the facility, right? They're separated. So what happened in the problem part can't even touch the next door neighbor. There's only a wall, and all it has is sprinklers that separates. But they're three separate places, which was good.
Yeah.
But what happened there could have happened in the other ones too. Any one of them.
Well, that was, sure.
Yeah.
But it happened in the one.
Right.
You know, I don't know. The community center, if you want to ask me, I've been doing that for 25 years, how much we've spent on the boiler room? Probably $100,000. The pool area, the filters and that room, $100,000. We don't have air conditioning in the health club. It costs $25,000. It's a big air handler on the wall outside of the building. We don't have that. So it's hot in there. But, you know, people come, they use it. They're used to it now, but it used to be way more comfortable. But we haven't had that for a year and a half. We had to shut it down because it was making noises and the neighbors were going nuts. Because they are nuts. So anyway, that's the deal there. Any questions about it? I mean, I talked to Keith today. They're coming out to just make sure that we're okay. They're coming out to take the coil out, and they're going to find out how it is to get the new one up there.
I would submit the preventive maintenance plan again.
Well, it's all in a file.
But does it need to come here? We approve it and send it to?
No, I think all of them approved it. It was a contract.
Well, did we approve it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, it got caught. Some things don't make it to me, and they get paid. Yeah. Does that make sense? So if it doesn't make it to me, I forget it. I lose. I don't see something. I get a lot of invoices. I do them all myself. Okay. If I don't see something, I don't see it. If I'm doing 15 invoices a week and they're supposed to be 16, I'm not going to know it. I'm sorry.
Dennis.
Yes.
Dennis, if you said Keith is coming out with the fellows to fix it, and that's a great thing, but unless we find out why hot water froze, it's going to happen again.
Well, listen, the insurance company is demanding like a 4-page letter. I don't know. They got a lot of things that they want to hear about in the event we put in a claim. So,
right. Right.
You know, that's the, you know, I understand what you're saying. And we're not finishing this project without that information. It's
okay.
Kind of vital. I mean, it's, you know, at the end of the job, it's going to say, okay, how are we now?
Well, how do we prevent it from happening again?
Well, that's what I'm saying. How are we now? How are we okay? This will never happen again?
You're right.
Well, that's why I was asking about the insulation up there. So, you know, we may be looking at trying to get some type of insulation up there to
protect the protect unit. It.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out. Okay. Good for that?
Good for that. Any other good news?
No, I told you, like, the pool's acting up and, you know, it's a headache. The Board of Health came in. We were overloaded with chlorine, not much, but a little bit. So we got shut down for 3 days. The weekend was in the middle of it, which is good for swim lessons, but not for people that work.
Right.
So that's why it was 3 days instead of one, really. So we're back in, but you know, we always lose some money because we do very well with swim lessons at the community center. We're waiting on a base a schedule. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we close?
Very.
Okay.
Just finishing scrimmages now.
Okay. What's the all right? Let me. You won't know.
Should have it by the end of the week.
Okay. All right. So, in order to arrange Mr. Lisa's situation at Payton baseball field. I need Derby High School schedule. I won't say anything to him until I find out what we're using. And then mm-hmm. that's, we go from there mm-hmm. because we don't touch what we do. All right. So that's that. When we have our schedule, our renter, we'll get what remains. Okay.
All right.
We also have to get situated with the 13 to 15 group. Yeah, the Little League. So I heard from Mark. I didn't answer him yet because I need a schedule too. He's the same thing.
Yeah, theirs is late.
Huh? You know, I don't know if that's what he said.
We're supposed to be discussing on that new one we, or is this now?
What's that?
That feels we're on part C, the new one we added. Is that this stuff or
no? No. Oh. I don't think so. Is it? Gary?
Yeah.
At this point, I don't.
yeah, I, you know, I wasn't sure with that, Matt, but it's okay. We could talk about everything.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is for the baseball field, we have a renter program right, that
that's rented. Actually what we were was under the field use when we were talking about it.
Well, it is field use.
Right.
But we already kind of finished that. I mean, we're just waiting for the schedules. I mean, he's on board. The alderman approved it. So the program's on board. We have our own program that we have to situate into the field, and then that all happens after we get the high school schedule.
Dennis, could I ask you one question concerning the baseball field?
Yes.
Are all teams who play on that field of any yes. age or any league understand right. they are not to wear spikes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. But we can't afford this pitching mound again in 3 years.
Right.
Okay.
No, that's...
And by the way...
You know, the way it looks, like maybe we could have done that 5 years ago. But five years ago...
That would have been helpful.
Well, you know, we discussed it extensively.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if Kenny remembers. I do. The spike thing.
Right, that we had to allow it.
We were told, and I know you disagree, Mike, but someone said that we could forfeit games.
Yes, they're complete. Whoever told you that, they're completely wrong. There is no rule in the CIAC says you have to wear spikes. Each town who owns the fields makes their own rules for their fields, and you can call the guy at the CIAC. He'll tell you that.
Now we know that.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, this was 5 years ago, maybe six now. So, hey, you know, we are where we're at. Okay. We destroyed our mound because of spikes, and we're not doing that anymore. Everybody's on board now.
Very good.
There's a lot more fields that are turf than there was 6 years ago.
Right.
5, 6 years ago.
But if for in the future, if somebody says, well, this guy told me, who's the guy that told you and what authority does he have?
Yeah, we
won't even have to talk to anybody about it because it's over.
We need to put some signage up is really what it comes down to.
Well, okay. Go ahead. We should be good there.
Okay,
everybody
thank
that
you.
We know is on board. No spikes.
All right.
That's it for me. Any question?
At this point.
Yeah. Jen?
Yeah, use your microphone.
Yeah. Just talk a little bit
about it. Okay. So not much going on other than what I reported out last month. We're still kind of in the same outdoor pattern, utilizing the facility as we can. We did tell the kids they can't go in the locker rooms right now, just while things were drying out. The only thing they really use it for now at this point in the year is just to get changed in quick before practice or to get on a bus to go to a meet. So we are just about wrapping up winter season, regular season. So there's not really a lot going on other than the flood. We are finishing up all of our regular season games are done, just finishing up some scrimmages this week. I can meet with the coaches to get practice schedules set up as best we can, so I can get some information to Little League, and then be able to get it all to Dennis and Mike over at DPW and go from there.
So the locker rooms are fine. The only thing missing from the locker rooms is the ceiling tiles.
Mm-hmm.
So you could dress there.
Yeah,
if
now
you
we can.
Wish.
Yeah. We waited a couple days till everything dried out. Yep.
Okay.
Did it affect the weight rooms any?
No. They're different. You know, there's three cottages. I mean, I call them cottages because I don't know what else to call them. But they're separate.
Yeah, okay. They do lifting there 3 days a week.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
we
didn't skip a beat in the other areas.
Yeah, that's how it was discovered. Coach Clark called me at 6:40 in the morning and said, "Hey, I just went into the locker room, coach's office, and the locker room are completely saturated."
Yeah, and we hoped that it was just there, but it wasn't.
Yeah. But not a lot else going on. Just finishing up winter season.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll move to new business, other business, the budget.
So we had some situations here. Brian Hall, the finance director, and I should have met already to get things rolling, but we haven't. He's got his hands full. So that we haven't even talked, him and I.
Now, when do we have to have that for the mayor?
We're supposed to have it, but Mark, you can attest to the a little bit of dysfunction in our finance department with our
shortage of staff.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah.
Shortage of staff, which has caused our finance director to be the tax collector for a week or so or whatever. Listen, I'll sit down with Ms. Susie. He says we could.
Okay.
And we'll start there because, you know, there's some things that he wants to talk about. And, you know, I'll sit with him and then I'll report to you. Guys, what, like, you know, the parameters of which we're talking, you know, there's going to be some different things that I have no idea how they're going to work out.
Nope, just keep us abreast.
All right, I move on to B, discussion of Little League Pop Warner Fieldhouse.
They made good, right, Kat? Everything's good at this point. That's what he told me.
Yeah,
everything. Pop Warner has Melissa and Joe made a commitment to pay us the months that they owe up until June. Is the city going to take over in July?
Well, listen, that's what me and Brian. You know, I. That's one of the things that we have to talk.
I talked to Yami McNeil, who is their treasurer.
Who's that?
Yami.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, she's really against this because she doesn't think we should be paying.
Against what?
The two leagues paying for that field house.
Yeah, listen, my proposal is not, you know, my, what I want to say is that you're done doing that. But that's what I'm hoping for.
All right, that's good.
That's when, that's that in, start in my July, discussion right? with Brian, that's one of my things.
Yeah.
Ken, could you and I'll call Melissa, send us a letter requesting that?
Okay. Yeah.
What is that? Requesting that they not pay?
Yeah, that they that the city take over the.
So listen, house. I mean, you guys must because know.
Technically, you know, I remember when we built it. It was, you know, like it fell under, you know, us. When I say us, I mean Little League and Pop Warner. You know, so you know we would.
Well,
we need a letter or something.
You're the only ones that use it. You're the only ones that use it.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean,
it's just more for you to when you walk in with them, you know, to say, you know, this is why we want it. Take over.
Yeah. Well, no, I have all that. I mean, it's, yeah. You know, I have.
You have it in your head, but, yeah. You know, I'm
listen,
saying
this,
it's just,
this coincides with a facilities manager.
Right. Exactly.
Which I've been been asking for 10 years.
Right.
Or 15, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Certainly now kind of for years, it's been falling on me. You know, like the other day, I'm up, the city called me and said, there's a bad smell of gas up there outside. And the only time I know when there's a real bad smell of gas is when all the tanks are empty. Anytime all the tanks empty, the inside of the building smells like it's going to blow up. So we took care of that. But like I was up there for a few hours with them because you know, they had to check the furnace and everything else, relight it. You know, and then the guy that came didn't fill them. He only filled one part of one, like a quarter of one, and it wasn't enough for the furnace to operate anyway. So they had to come back. It's costing us like I'm going to say close to $1,500 for propane because all three tanks were empty. Okay, and that's where this account comes in. That's paid out of that account.
Okay.
And if they're not paying their money, the money's not going to be there to pay the propane bill.
I told you there was $3,800 in the Pop Warner account.
Right.
And you said, if you're going to take it, talk with them.
Right.
And then Kenny told me that they made the deal. So I did not do that.
Right. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So listen. If we have a facilities manager, which we're hoping for, because that's part of this
whole
discussion.
Situation, right?
Right, and
yeah, I mean,
I already know how we could pay for it. So if everybody's okay with that, so I'm hoping that happens, yeah. So that
the thing is, they don't just owe a month or two; they owe from last April.
Think you're going to pay, or
she told me I got a text today from Yami. I don't know. All they have to do is write out a check. But things, I don't know if they're going to pay all the way to June till the new budget starts, or if they're going to pay till this month, and then they're still going to owe for till June. I don't know what they do. You know, that's why they should be here for this meeting.
Yeah, that's why I thought they were coming.
Huh?
I thought she was coming tonight to get this all ironed out.
What's
that? Yeah. A week and a half ago, you contacted me and told me that they agreed to pay. Okay. So
hey, well,
that's why she's not here.
How do we run out of gas up there? Who takes care of that?
Yeah.
Well, colder than normal, they probably.
Some drivers all the time, and that gate's locked all the time. So if they can't get a hold of me, or I could go up and get them through that gate, then they just leave. You know, so if the tank's empty, then.
Well, facilities manager.
Yeah, all these things.
Yep.
We're
telling you,
it's
huge.
Save all this.
It's huge to me. I mean, I think.
To the city.
Well, I mean, I hope that you're paid, honestly.
Well, if you're not paid by next month, then we demand that.
Well, then we got that money that we talked about, and we'll tell.
We said, yes.
But I backed off on that.
Right. Because that's what we agreed on.
Right. I backed off on it when he sent me the text saying that she agreed to pay.
They're not happy, but they agree.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And the field usage, basically, we're just waiting on the schedule so that we can finish that up. Right.
Is that C? That what we're...
That's C, yes.
Oh, okay. Nothing under else under C you wanted to know about?
No.
Nothing else under the fields you need to know? No. Nothing you need to know about fields? You're all happy, right? Now we don't have to discuss anything, okay.
I got a bunch of money for clay, so I'm I got capital plan gave me a money for clay that I asked for,
right,
which is very much needed there at the Little League and Bradley School,
right?
Because
softball and baseball.
If they decide that the softball, I don't really know if the softball needs clay. I know the big field does for sure, but we've got.
Like I said last,
I think we got enough money for three truckloads, or three whatever they call them. I don't know what they call them. I forgot, but they have it's like three truckloads. They're like $2,500 each, huh?
And then you're going to spread it yourself, right?
No, Public Works is. I'm getting my knee replaced.
Sure, yes.
Yeah. That's why I said it.
Not to that extent.
Yeah.
I'm really good manicuring the mouth. I make it really good. I haven't done it in 10 years.
We'll keep that in mind.
Mm.
All right. That's it?
Well, to adjourn 8:08. I think I don't have my phone tonight.
I'll second it.
8:08.
Yes.
Any discussion? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.